This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished everyone on the commencement of Maha Kumbh 2025 at Prayagraj. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called it a special day for crores of people who cherish Bharatiya values and culture. He remarked that Maha Kumbh embodies the timeless spiritual heritage of the country and celebrates faith and harmony. The world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Maha Kumbh, began today in Prayagraj. The grand event will continue till Mahashivratri on 26 February. Governor K.T. Parnaik has conveyed festival greetings to the people of the state, including Tamil and Assamese living and serving in various capacities across Arunachal Pradesh on the occasions of Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu. In his message, the governor said that festivals symbolize the beauty of diversity and the richness of our Indian cultural heritage. He said Makar Sankranti, one of the most significant festivals for Hindus, is observed with deep devotion and enthusiasm across the country. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has said that India will develop when the Northeast develops, Northeast will develop when Arunachal develops, Arunachal will develop when its villages develop, and villages will develop when women of the villages develop. Khandu said this after opening the Saras Fair in Itanagar this morning. He expressed happiness that the effort towards making SSG members into Lakhpati households is flowing down in a systematic manner. Khandu further informed that the state government has identified 29,000 potential SSG members whose capacity building has started to make them Lakhpati Didi. He said that this fair is in line with the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has been promoting the concept of vocal for local and Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Saras Fair, organized annually by the state government, is a bridge connecting talented rural artisans with national and international markets. Deputy Chief Minister Chauhan Amin said that efforts are on to develop Parshuram Kund into a major pilgrimage site and create facilities for pilgrims and tourists for their comfortable stay and ease their visit to the Kund for holy dip. He said this after inaugurating various infrastructure projects aimed at enhancing connectivity, promoting tourism and preserving the region's cultural and natural heritage in Lohit district on Sunday. Coinciding with the commencement of the Parshuram Kund Mela 2025, DCM inaugurated the newly constructed guest house and Tulo resort at Parshuram Kund. These facilities will provide accommodation for the growing number of pilgrims and tourists visiting this revered spiritual site. During his visit to the Kamlang Tiger Reserve, the DFO informed me about the proposal sent by the department, Forest Department, for listing Kamlang Tiger Reserve as a Ramsar site, a designation for wetlands of international importance under the Ramsar Convention. The annual Parshuram Kund Mela 2025 is all set to begin from tomorrow in Lohit district. Coinciding with the Makar Sankranti celebrations, the Mela attracts a large number of pilgrims who come to seek blessings of sage Parshuram every year. Itanagar Capital Police, during a routine motor vehicle check, recovered suspected contraband items from a scooty near Bagetinali Nirjuli today. Earlier, the traffic police intercepted the scooty for traffic violations, which was driven by an unidentified boy who's fled the scene. Police later seized contraband substances worth approximately 2 lakhs in the local market from the scooty. The police said that they have initiated legal action against under the NDPS Act, and the absconding rider has been identified and efforts are underway to apprehend him. The Department of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with the National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports Aqua Excellence Center, Bhalukpung, has launched a short-term training program under the Kaushal Vikas Yojana as part of the Vibrant Village program today. Secretary for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Bulo Mamu, informed that the focus on the tourism sector is a strategic approach to create self-employment opportunities for our youth, equipping them with skills that align with the state's growing potential in adventure and ecotourism. As part of Indian Army's continuous effort to contribute to various aspects such as infrastructure development and environment conservation, the Gajraj Corps inaugurated 2 graziers hut in the high altitude areas of Kumrotsar under Jimithang Circle of Tawang District today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.